Old Fashioned Football and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick 'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code OFFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo, which unfortunately you missed, but make sure you get on over and watch the guys play with their reaction show. If you didn't catch it, catch it later. I know it was awesome.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, deal.
Old Fashioned Football.
Welcome, welcome to Old Fashioned Football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J-Mark. You can find me on the X at J-Mark Football, and this is Old Fashioned Football at Old Fashioned FB. We're going to be wrecked into the draft as it's happening here tonight and talk a little fantasy football, you know, as part of it and the impacts that they're going to make. I'll tell you one impact already. Caleb Williams was selected by the Chicago Bears, and you got to wonder how high is the ceiling. If the college tape can, you know, play out on the NFL at the NFL level, I mean, then the sky's the limit, right? So Caleb Williams selected by the Chicago Bears out of USC should end up being a game changer. If he can make those throws, he's going to immediately lift the offense up. You got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, DeAndre Swift all have stock going up because they are now playing with Caleb Williams. The Bears have another pick at number 9, but Caleb Williams is the 101 in Superflex Dynasty Leagues. That is a given. He's going to be the top rookie quarterback, I believe, and a potential top 12 quarterback right away, fantasy football-wise. So I was just on the main show. They were saying, get excited. I'm trying to be excited, but this is a guy that, I don't know. I mean, he looks great on paper. He looked great. The game tape looked great in college, but will he be able to put that together? So one thing I would hit right now, Williams offensive rookie of the year, plus 250 on DraftKings. I saw it plus 350. I'd take that on FanDuel. So I would go check that out right now, because I do think he has the best chance of winning offensive rookie of the year. So the Commanders are on the clock. Their pick is in. Let's take a look at what they got here. So, you can see the key departures. They lost Sam Howell, Antonio Gibson, Curtis Samuel, James Smith-Williams, Cody Barton, Kendall Fuller, Cameron Court, Logan Thomas. But they got Marcus Mariota, Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz on the offense there. They did get a good, decent center, Tyler Biadasz, edge, Dorrance Armstrong, safety, Jeremy Chinn, linebacker, Bobby Wagner. Their needs, their biggest need is quarterback. So I think quarterback is going to be what you do. And they got to go quarterback, right? Other needs, tight end, maybe guard, tackle, shoring up that offensive line would be the best. Edge and defensive back also needs. Their win total over under 6.5. They have a lot of picks in this draft, and they have, I think, quite a few. I think it's 4 maybe in the top 50, 5 in the top 100. That's franchise changing capital if they get it right. Right. So over under 6.5 wins, the division to win the division. I don't know if I like that, but that's plus 750. Make playoffs is plus 260. I'm smashing the over on their wins. 6.5 wins is not enough for a team that's going to be adding as many pieces. And they did select Jaden Daniels. I know there are a lot of people thought Drake May. I Both my mocks said Jaden Daniels. I thought he was the better guy out of LSU. Has an elite arm. He's got the rushing ability, and he's very similar to Lamar, but he's got a better arm than Lamar. Now, there were some concerns about the hits he take, but I think the NFL is going to do just fine protecting him. I could make an argument for him as the Dynasty 101 and Super Flex because of his rushing ability, but just that small chance he gets injured, then that kind of holds it back just a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, this guy, he's your 102 for sure in Superflex. The second rookie quarterback that should come off the board. And he's a potential top 15 quarterback right away because of that rushing ability. I mean, they have some weapons for him. They have Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. I mean, they did lose Curtis Samuel, but I don't think that's a huge loss. But, you know, I think that this is a good pick for them. This is a good pick. It's good for the organization, and they're going to be able to kind of maybe make some noise here as far as, you know, the Eagles and the Cowboys have been trading back and forth, and maybe that is done now, because this is a guy that I think is going to help them reach that next level. So anyways, yeah, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Let's take a look at that Commanders team again real quick here. And again, win total over under 6.5. I'm smashing the over on that. Win the division plus 750. I don't like that as well. I don't. And then make playoffs. I don't know about this year. You know, I just don't know about this year. So that one I'm gonna hold off on, but it's the win total, 6.5 wins. I think that they end up smashing that for sure. So yeah. And now, of course, Washington has made their pick. So we got the Patriots. I mocked Drake May going there, and we will see. And you know, we're not just talking football, talking a little whiskey. I have my old fashioned here. You can no longer really see my football ice cube, but it was a football. I joined the main show to talk a little Caleb Williams. And yeah, it's I think the Patriots go let me finish my thought on Caleb Williams. I think he's going to be good. I hope. You know, it's hard to be optimistic as a Bears fan. We've been burned too many times. But yeah, let's talk about Jaden Daniels a little bit, who just went to Washington. And let's look a little highlights. Let's see if I can get this going here. There we go. Hopefully the computer can keep up. Here he is. He's got a big body, but he does take a lot of hits. But look at him run. He's fast. You know, you see like Fields as he takes off, you see that, but he's got such a good arm too. A lot of times you get the quarterback that can run well, but there's questions about the arm and arm strength and accuracy. You don't have that with Jaden Daniels. You just don't have that. He's got, look at him, buy some time, which is what everybody loved. It kept his eyes down the field, hits his guy. So I think this is going to be a good move for Washington. And, yeah, excited for the organization, I guess. Not as excited as I am for the Bears, but I'm sure Moneyline Mac is excited. So I'm seeing that the pick is in for the New England Patriots. We'll get to that when I'll announce it when they do it, but they need a lot of help. Quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, edge rusher, cornerback. You got to assume they're going quarterback here. I think it's going to be Drake May. We'll see. Some people were saying maybe JJ McCarthy. We'll see what happens here, but they traded Mac Jones away. Ezekiel Elliott left. I don't think that's that big of a loss. Devontae Parker, Mike Gesicki, tackles Trent Brown and Riley Reiff, linebacker Mac Wilson, cornerback Miles Bryant, cornerback JC Jackson, cornerback Jalen Mills, key additions running back Antonio Gibson, wide receiver Kendrick Bourne, tight end Austin Hooper, lineman Mike Onwenu, edge Josh Uche, linebacker Sioka Takitaki, and safety Kyle Duggar. The over-under is 4.5. Win the division is plus 2,500. Make the playoffs plus 800. I don't know if I like any of that. 4.5's not a lot of games to win, but they need a lot of help. This is definitely a rebuild. And while we're talking football, let's bring in a guy who knows football. He's a 49ers fan. He is a fantasy football player, though he did lose to his brother in my league a couple years ago. He's going to be happy I brought that up. Welcome, Nick. How's it going, man?
Thanks for bringing that up again. I always appreciate, you know, the, oh, well, you know, yeah. And, you know, always reminded me that my brother was the 2020 fantasy football champion in your league, right? 2020.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Something. Yeah. He likes to remind me of that every time that we get the opportunity to talk. But no, hey, happy to be on. Happy to do it. Do I say congratulations to you?
We'll see, right? I mean, yeah. That's the thing. We'll see. I want to believe, but you know, we thought when I got excited about Mitch Trubisky when they drafted him, I got excited about Jay Cutler when they traded for him, I got excited about Justin Fields. None of them have been the guy. So, you know, optimistic maybe, but it's hard to be optimistic.
I think the last time the Bears went in the playoffs was Jay Cutler, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. He did get us to the NFC North championship and then got hurt.
I mean, you know, you can always, you know, you're kind of hopeful. I'm more on the optimistic side about just seeing what we're going to do and everything. Oh, hello.
Yeah. The pick is in Drake May out of North Carolina, which, if you tuned in to Old Fashioned Football last night, I gave out some NFL draft props. And one of them at plus 100 was the draft order to be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. So we cashed that. What do you think of this pick, Nick? I mean, he's got a big arm, but for as a Bears fan, it's hard not to see a North Carolina quarterback and go, oh no, is that Mitch Trubisky or Sam Howell again?
I think you're going to get the best quarterback off the draft market, to be honest with you. Drake May is going to be that guy. Even though a lot of people think that he's going to be the bust, you know, he's going to be the player like Bo Catahan, you know, is in draft day. But, why not? I mean, who else are you going to choose? I mean, you don't have really anyone else. You're really going to trust Bailey Zappi? I mean, yes, he was good against Mac Jones, but hey, I'd give him a shot, you know. What's the worst that could happen?
No, Nick, they are going to trust former BC Lion of the CFL, Nathan Rourke. That's their other quarterback they have right now.
I heard he was guy, just a training body, though.
Yeah, he might be, but he could play. We do have some Drake May highlights on the screen right now. You know, somebody that can use their legs a little bit, but he's more of a passer first, right? And he does have a big arm. He's got an accurate arm, but I think, you know, my biggest concern is, people said that Mitch Trubisky had a big arm and an accurate arm. People said Sam Howell, big arm, accurate arm, both of them on their second team right now. So, I think Trubisky's back with the Bills, which would be his third team. So I don't know. If you're a Patriots fan, if you're Cody Zeeb, do you think you're excited right now?
I think he kind of knows what the first round pick is going to be, you know, all the hype and everything else. And it's like, who else would you rather take in that? I wish that Cody Zeeb would be in, you know, just chatting away, but you know, he's probably too busy, you know, worrying about his NASCAR picks, you know, the NASCAR gambling podcast.
Watching some NASCAR. Shout out to the NASCAR gambling podcast. I actually think it was the F1 gambling podcast that gave out a 66-1 bet this weekend. That's pretty crazy. Unfortunately, I did not cash that with them, but
neither did I.
Shame on us.
I know, not for taking every single
Nick, one. I am happy to see, you know, last time you were on our show, you had a ladder wrapped in the background there. I'm glad to see that you have moved the ladder.
Yeah, it's no longer in my household. The father-in-law said, hey, I can take it back for you. Oh, thanks. I've only been keeping it, you know, I had it. Yeah, he wanted the ladder back for some reason.
Let's talk about the Cardinals, who are on the clock. Their departures: Marquise Brown, Rondell Moore, Leki Fotu, Antonio Hamilton. They did get Desmond Ridder. I don't know if that's anything to write home about. Kyler Murray, obviously still the starter there. DJ Dallas is the running back. Jonah Williams, Tristan Colon, Evan Brown. Defensive tackle, Justin Jones from the Bears. Mack Wilson, Sean Murphy Bunting. They need a wide receiver, center guard, defensive line, and cornerback. And betting market over under 6.5, win division plus 1300, make playoffs plus 330. Nick, do you like any of those bets?
Well, they're not going to win the division. They're not going to make it to the playoffs. The win total, potentially. I mean, I think Rod from the NASCAR Gambit podcast always, I mean, I agree with him. The Cardinals are always a thorn in our backside. Normally, they'll really try to take us for our money. I think that's a potential, depending on who they select and the chemistry that they have. But it's tough to say that. I'm going to go with the under, though, on that, the 6.5.
Under 6.5. Yeah. I mean, part of that's going to be if the Kyler Murray can stay healthy too. I assume they're going Marvin Harrison Jr. here, but we'll see. They did not trade it. It says the pick is in. A lot of speculation that this was going to be traded. While this pick is coming in, let's bring in. Oh, he's gone. We had another guest backstage, but he's gone now.
Wow. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
We'll bring him in just a second when he comes back. I think they go Marvin Harrison Jr. here. Do you?
I would think so. You need something. You just lost Hollywood Brown. You know, you got to, I mean, who are you going to throw the ball to?
Yeah. And he's going to be a guy that, you know, they've been looking for since Larry Fitzgerald, really. I know DeAndre Hopkins had some good games for him, but he had some injury issues as he got, I was getting older. So, yeah, I mean, this is a guy they need, and that's who they took.
That's who they took. Congratulations, Marvin Harrison Jr.
That is, I just want to pat myself on the back here. 2 for 2 from the show last night when I said that the other bet I gave out was at plus 120, I believe, was for those three quarterbacks to go and then Marvin Harrison Jr. So thank you. Thank you. Hopefully you guys listened and made some money. This guy, I hate using the term generational talent because everybody does. But that's what he is. He's a complete prospect. He's got the hands. He's got the route running, the size, the speed. He's your 104, I think, in Superflex. I think it's going to be Caleb Williams. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. People will probably draft Drake May next because it is Superflex. And then I think it's Marvin Harrison. He might be the 101 in a non-Superflex because so many teams already have their quarterback. Standard drafts or like auctions, I think his value is going to be right around a second rounder. Nick, what do you think about his fantasy football outlook?
I mean, who else is Kyler Williams going to throw to? I mean, he's a stud. Yes, he came from Ohio State, but at the same point, he's going to deliver. I mean, this guy, great in college. He's going to be great in the NFL. I mean, again, who else do we really have to throw to? It's going to be Marvin Harrison. I think he would be a top fantasy perspective that I think I do see a lot of people shooting their wad of cash, invisible cash, to get him for a wide receiver. This could be one of those picks where it's like you're like $45, $50. What are people doing?
Shooting their wad. Great way to word that. I mean, this is old-fashioned football. We can say things like that, right? You won't get that on the NFL Network. They're not going to talk about people shooting their wad over there.
Well, I mean, they'll talk a lot about penetration, you know, and finding that gap, you know, and just, you know, closing it, you know.
And the slot. How's the slot?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll throw some clips up here. And while these are playing, you're going to see Marvin Harrison, good speed, good size, scores a lot of touchdowns. While we're doing that, let's bring in our third voice for the day. He's a Packer fan. I want to know what he thinks. I know he's trying not to be optimistic about Caleb Williams in the way that I'm trying to be optimistic about Caleb Williams, kind of the opposite there. But let's welcome RD. RD, how's it going, man?
I'm still having technical difficulties trying to get my headphones working.
Fair enough. If you got a drop, that's all good.
Yeah. I'll be back momentarily. Sorry, guys.
No, all good. Sounds good. All right. Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. Like you said, he's going to be a top commodity in the fantasy football community. He's going to be a guy that I don't know if he finishes as a fantasy football wide receiver one, because I still have question marks about just that offense in general. But he's for sure a solid wide receiver two.
Well, I mean, it really depends about if Kyler's going to be there full time or not, if he's going to be in his Call of Duty, you know, tournaments or not. You know, how committed is Kyler Murray going to be to this team? If Kyler Murray's going to be there and he's going to be like Kyler Murray was before the injuries, watch out, because this could be a sneaky pick to do, dare I say, rookie of the year, potentially wide receiver. I'm throwing out there, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see it. He has the capability of putting the numbers up for sure. So it could happen. It could happen. Next up is the Chargers, picking at number 5. Jim Harbaugh, a guy you know a little bit about, has taken over as their head coach, left Michigan. And this is a team that kind of, it seemed like they cleared house. And anyways, on offense, you got no more Austin Eckler, no more Keenan Allen. Thank you, Chargers. No more Mike Williams, no more Gerald Everett. Center Will Clapp is gone. On defense, they lost Austin Johnson, Eric Kendricks, Kenneth Murray, Michael Davis, Jalen Hawkins. For additions, they decided, hey, I want to get my brother's running back room. John Harbaugh of the Ravens, his running back room. So they brought in J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. They did bring in Will Disley, Hayden Hurst. I don't think those guys can really compete or put numbers up anymore. Center Bradley Bozeman, Christian Fulton. Team needs running back, wide receiver, tight end, defensive tackle, linebacker, and cornerback. I think they're going to go Malik Nabers here because they need to get Justin Herbert somebody to throw to. Win total over under 8.5. Win division plus 300. Make playoffs minus 115. I don't think they're going to win their division. The Chiefs are going to do that. 8.5 is intriguing, though, because they do play the Raiders, who are a team that is struggling, though they are trending upward. They play them twice a year, and they play Broncos, who are kind of a shit show right now, twice a year. So that's 4 games that you should have a chance in. Nick, what say you?
I'm going to say the win is going to be over. I mean, underneath Harbaugh, like, he's going to get the guys that believe in him and believe in the system. It may take him a year, maybe 2. But the third year, they're going to be a top contender, and dare I say they may win that division against the Chiefs, because Harbaugh's going to figure out the Chiefs and just figure out the best pro weapons that he has at that time in his arsenal, basically. But yeah, definitely, I'm going to go over that. I'm going to do the 8.5. I'm going to go for the 9 on this.
Yeah, no, I like it. It will be interesting to see what that offense does. I expect them to add a lot of offensive pieces in the draft for sure. So, but yeah, that'll be interesting. Before I keep going, I do have to get this out of the way. But I got to let you know that we're running a contest, and if you're not in it, there's something wrong with you, because we're giving away some autographed merch. All you got to do is be subscribed and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. I know Nick is trying to win himself a Frank Gore jersey. We got that J.K. Dobbins. We just talked about him on the Chargers. We got his Lunar Eclipse Ravens mini helmet, DeAndre Swift on the Eagles. We got Travis Etienne's Clemson jersey. Lots of good stuff there. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. They got NFL season futures projections right now because it's just going against stat projections. I gave out 6 last night. I gave my 5 best ones, though. But you could choose 5 of the 6 and hopefully win some cash. We also put those out on our social media, so make sure you check that out. And hey, it's available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, Canada, and now Florida. Just go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app and use promo code OFFSGPN. Again, that's OFFSGPN. And they just launched Champions. That's what they launched in Florida. It's a player versus player format. So Underdog Fantasy, promo code OFFSGPN, and they'll double your first deposit up to $100, plus give you an instant pick'em special. Promo code OFFSGPN. Had to get that out of the way. Let's see how we're doing here. RD, can you hear me, man? All right, perfect. Oh, I got you. I think you're muted. There you go.
We're good. I'm too excited. It's draft night. It's like Christmas. Everyone has hope. It's amazing.
I love it. Did either of you watch draft day today?
I didn't, but I used the pancake eating line quite a bit throughout the day. I had learn my wife all about draft day and pancake eating.
Yes, one of the first things I heard from Nick this morning, how's it going? I said, you know, I'm working and I got draft day playing there. And he says, you pancake eating motherfucker. It's like, yep, there it is. So we were talking about the Chargers. Let me bring that back up. I'm curious what you think on the betting market here. The win total sitting at over under 8.5. I pointed out that they do play the Raiders and the Broncos twice in the year. Both teams that I think are beatable. What do you think about that line there? Do you like the over or the under?
It's Jim Harbaugh. I lean towards over just because, you know, they're going to ride the Gus bus. They add J.K. Dobbins for whatever that's worth. If he can stay healthy, we'll see what he has left in the tank. But to not think Jim Harbaugh can get to 7-9, you know, running the ball, that doesn't even include the fact that you still have Justin Herbert. I got to take the over.
Yeah, I agree as well. Nick agreed as well. A little bit of a surprise. I thought they were going to go wide receiver, even though Jim Harbaugh did talk about the trenches. They draft Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. He was easily the best tackle in the draft. So it's interesting to see how that's going to shake things up with the Giants, the Titans, Chicago looking for a tackle. This guy's got size, talent, skill set, high football IQ. He's the complete package, and like Artie was saying, running the ball with Gus Bus, I think this is going to make it easier because this guy is a beast in run blocking and pass blocking. Nick, what do you think of that pick?
It's a good pick. It honestly is. He's enormous. He fits the scheme. They're going to be running the ball a lot, especially when you have J.K. Dobbs and Gus Edwards. Why not, you know, get behind that guy and just, you know, he's your best friend.
Yeah. Artie, what do you think? Does the pick surprise you? Did you think they're going wide receiver?
No, I think Josh Palmer is that guy for them, or they believe he is. Anytime Keenan Allen or Mike Williams was out the last 2 years, at least for fantasy purposes, which did equate to some big yardage and touchdown games, I think obviously spending the first round pick last year on Quentin Johnson, they still have hopes. It's not like they've abandoned that. So I think you protect Herbert. You give those running backs another strong guy with pedigree to run behind. I think wide receiver was probably a smoke show to see if they could get value in a trade, yeah. But obviously they get their guy.
Yeah, makes sense. Now it'll be really interesting to see what the Giants do. A lot of people thought they needed a quarterback. I don't think they need a quarterback in this round. I think they should go grab Malik Nabers. I mean, this is a team that's been looking for a solid pass catcher for the past couple years. Malik Nabers seems to make a lot of sense to me. What do you think, Nick?
I would really love to just to have the Giants select a quarterback, you know, J.J. McCarthy. It would just be funny just to hear what the main show, Kramer, would say about that.
Yeah.
But I think the smart move would probably be wide receiver. You just don't have – I mean, you have some playmakers. It showed out last season, but again, you need some more availability, basically.
What do you think, RD?
Trade. They need more picks. Like, there's nothing they take here. I mean, if they want to go Nabers, I get it. But with this wide receiver draft being so deep,
yeah.
I mean, there has to be somebody that wants to come up to get the next quarterback.
Yeah.
But the pick is in. So clearly, nobody wanted in bad enough.
Right. So just to look at their departures real quick, Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, Matt Peart, Ben Bradson, Jahan Ward, A'shaun Robinson, and Xavier McKinney. They did bring in Drew Lock, who I think is a solid backup. In case Dan Jones is not looking good, Drew Lock's a guy that he did look kind of feisty last year in limited play. They brought in Devin Singletary. That is not going to replace Saquon Barkley. And then, of course, they made that trade with Carolina to get edge rusher Brian Burns, which I thought was huge. They should have probably thought about trading if somebody would offer enough, because they have a lot of team needs, as you can see on the screen if you're on YouTube. If you're not, get over to it at old-fashionedfootball and watch the recap here. But betting market, over under 6.5, win division plus 1,000, that's 10-1, and make playoffs plus 400. I don't know if I like any of those. Let's start with you, Artie. What do you think?
I was staring at Twitter. Fortune, hit it.
No to the win division. No to making the playoffs. Undecided on the win total, to be honest. This team is so in flux, I have no idea. I don't like any of them either, Justin.
Oh, my God. J.J. McCarthy, guys.
What? Really?
Or the...
It's confirmed?
It is. I'm a little bit behind here.
I must be too.
I think I might have jumped the gun.
Okay.
They were locked on J.J. McCarthy with the pick is in, and I was like, no way. See, I told you, I'm too excited.
I know, right?
I'm too excited.
Can't blame you.
I don't even like the Giants.
Nope. It's Malik Nabers.
Nabers. All right. Yep.
Okay.
So if you tuned in last night, I missed this one by a pick. I said Malik Nabers, top five pick. He goes number six, wide receiver out of LSU. He's smaller than Marvin Harrison Jr., but he's got incredible acceleration, change of direction, and great athleticism. And I think the NFL is set up that this smaller size really isn't an issue anymore. You know, it used to be, but I don't think it is anymore. I think he's probably the 105 in super flex, and I think he's 102 maybe in non-super flex. You know, depending on if Caleb Williams goes at two in your regular leagues, I think it'll be Marvin Harrison Jr. and then Malik Nabers. Standard drafts, same thing, kind of may go as early as the second round. RD, what are your thoughts on Malik Nabers' fantasy outlook?
I mean, I think it'll be a steal in drafts, especially if you're talking about a redraft or a dynasty where you're not just going back into, like, let's say, an auction for just rookies. And rookies, if you're obviously drafting just rookies, you're going to have to pay a little bit. But when we talked last month on the show, I said he's kind of this mix between DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and that screams, I want you on my fantasy team. Big playability. He can be inside. He can be outside. He's an athlete. There's nothing not to like about him.
For sure. Nick, what do you think? Are you going to draft him? Should I try to bid you up on him?
Well, you know, with the other picks, you know, that I tell you to, and then you're just going to bid me up on all the money I have left over, you know, just to blow my wad, you know. But I think he's going to be a good pick. He's going to be a good steal. It's going to be, I mean, just a little bit of time. But again, we just really have to see if Dan Jones is going to be Dan Jones or just Daniel Jones. It really depends, you know. what are we going to get? It all really depends about the quarterback, because wide receivers can run their routes and everything, but if the quarterback's getting pressure, a little bit unknown. But would I select him in the draft? Yeah, at a decent price, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a guy that wouldn't surprise me if he's around the $20 in our auction leagues around that area, maybe a little north of that. And I think he's going to be worth it. You know, the quarterback play is a little bit of a concern, but if you're thinking of keeper value or dynasties, Dan Jones might not be there past next year or past this year. So that's definitely something to kind of consider. I'm curious on Kramer's thoughts. I know a receiver was kind of his best case scenario and whatnot, but yeah, it'll be interesting. So I guess flashing back to our over under, does this change what you think on the 6.5, Nick?
Nope. I'm still undecided. Undecided. Okay. I do not have, no.
Yep. How about you, RD?
I'm right there with undecided. I mean, I have a question for you guys. Has Danny Dimes played with a wide receiver this good?
No.
So there's the question. I mean, yes, it's going to be different without Saquon there. Devin Singletary is not him. However, if this is going to be the best wide receiver he's ever had, maybe they form I'm not saying they'll be as good as, I'm just saying the type of connection that early on, let's say Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs had, if they can build something like that, or a Carson Palmer, Ocho Cinco, if they can build that relationship, that they might bring the best out of each other. Still, with that being said, 6.5, I mean, flip a coin. So what's the point?
Yep.
Definitely not win division. Definitely not make playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. Yeah, I think the only surprise, and it's not really a surprise because it's Jim Harbaugh. He even said like that he loves offensive linemen. So it's not a surprise that they took Joe Alt. And at that point, Malik Nabers fell to the Giants. So no big surprises so far, though. Brings us to the team that's on the clock. And actually, it says pick is in the Tennessee Titans. They finished with a 6-11 record in 2023. Ryan Tannehill is gone, but more importantly, Derrick Henry is gone. They lost tackle Andre Dillard, guard Calvin Throckmorton, center Aaron Brewer, Travis Gibson, DeNico Autry. They did bring in Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, Lloyd Cushenberry. They made a trade with the Chiefs to get L'Jarius Sneed. They have Chidobe Awuzie. So their defensive backfield is better than it was last year. They need a wide receiver, guard, tackle, edge rusher, defensive back, and the betting market over under 6.5, plus 1,800 to win the division, plus 425 to make the playoffs. This is another one that I don't really like any of those. What do you think, Fortune?
I don't like any of them either. This team is just like, it can go either way. They can be really great or they can just be a dumpster fire where you just fade them, you know, every single week.
Yeah. How about you, Artie?
I agree. I mean, take the under on 6.5. If Raves was still there, maybe I say they can eke out 7, but I don't trust Will Levis. And we'll see what they do here. Maybe they take, Latham, the O-tackle from Alabama, potentially.
Yeah.
They need their next stud left tackle for the future like they've always had, whether it be Luan or the Hall of Famers they had before that. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mocked Joe Alt to them. He's obviously gone, so it'll be interesting to see if they do go tackle still. I mean, there's Latham, there's Olu Fashianu, or however you say his name, out of Penn State. A couple different guys that are graded pretty high. I don't trust Will Levis either, and this is going to be a really interesting team as a team that's without Vrabel for the first time in years. So that's definitely going to be interesting to see what they do there. They said the pick was in, and then I don't know about you guys, but it went to commercial. So they're making us sweat it out here. Nick, which route do you think they go?
I mean, I want to go offensive lineman as well. That's what they need help with. But I could see them, you know, maybe this team goes on the defense. That Dallas Turner kid, you know, from Alabama looks pretty good. I mean, I also do like the wide receiver as well. That Rome guy from Washington.
Romo Dunze.
I appreciate you telling me how to pronounce the name because I'm terrible with names. I know I am. I'm terrible.
You know, everybody was mocking Rome Odunze to the Bears, and another nice weapon for Caleb Williams would be good, but I'd rather have a tackle to help block for Caleb Williams and help protect him. So I wouldn't mind Rome Odunze going here so that doesn't even have to be a question for the Bears and they can take a tackle. Because I do think right after the Titans, I think Atlanta goes defensive side of ball. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Rome Odunze, RD?
We'll see how it goes. He's a stud. He does everything well. He can play inside. He can play outside. He wins at the high point. You know, we'll see how Will Levis is, if that's who they take. We'll see if he makes it to the Bears. I don't know that the Bears need to continue to load weapons. Like, there's other needs. You know, all the shiny toys in the world, if you're getting tackled, if you're getting sacked, you know, ask Justin Herbert, ask Danny Dimes, like, when you're going down all the time. I mean, even look at how much Joe Burrow was hit the first couple of years. Like, you cannot let that happen to Caleb Williams.
Yep, agreed. 100% agree. Are you, with us drafting Caleb Williams, you know, it looks good on tape and everything. Are you a little bit worried as a Packer fan?
Absolutely. And I'm scared what happens at 9. Like, they potentially have the right GM, and it could be the home run. I mean, it's going to be the best division in football storylines anyway next year, as far as how deep it could go.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh. Titans making their pick now. Who'd they take, Nick? You must be ahead. Oh, J.C. Latham.
Yeah, J.C. Latham. I believe RD called that.
I was going to say RD called that one. For sure. So J.C. Latham out of Alabama to help block for Will Levis. Offensive tackle was a big need for them. It's not necessarily a mover of the market as far as win total and everything for me, but it was definitely a piece that is important for them to kind of shore up that offensive line for sure.
But so, they're in a long game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this isn't a draft where it's just going to flip the fortunes for the Titans.
Yes. Yeah. Flip the fortune. Nick, don't start doing
that. I'm not flipping. I can't do that. I'm too old for that.
I knew right away he was thinking about flipping. So real quick, while J.C. Latham's walking up to the podium and everything, want to let you know that if you want to go into the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, you could go to the football contest proxy. So they'll do all your picks for you if you don't live in Nevada, because not a lot of us do, right? It's easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win millions. All you got to do is sign up in Las Vegas, and then you just submit your picks to your proxy. And we've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SUP at checkout, you'll save $50 off proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballproxy.com. That's footballproxy.com, promo code SUP to get $50 off. All right. The rest of this presentation or this show will be brought to you commercial free, as they say in some sports.
Yikes.
Unfortunately, football is not one of those. Wow. J.C. Latham picked Roger Goodell up. I'm waiting to see if he's going to drop him or suplex him. Oh, he put him down nicely.
Roger coming off of back surgery.
Yeah. He's whispering in his ear, please stop, please stop. Nick, I know you mentioned you were going to be drinking some whiskey. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking just the premix old-fashioned The Bullet. It's the Bullet. The Bullet. So I'm just having just a glass, and then I'll switch over to water because, you know, drink water, you know.
It's important to hydrate. Are you out of your slow and low?
Mm-hmm. I am. I still have the bottle right here that reminds me every day, hey, make sure you get another bottle.
There you go. RD, drinking a can of sparkling water. What'd you have there?
I am rocking a Sam Adams Just the Haze, one of the better non-alcoholic IPAs, but hazy IPA in this particular case. Very smooth, doesn't give you that kind of end of the beer fake flavor, which is a problem I've had here. I found really good ones out in Colorado when I was out there for my honeymoon last year. And then a rep brought this in not too long ago. I like it a lot, so I got a case, got it down in the garage, figured six-pack tonight.
Yeah, there you go. I started with the old-fashioned with Chicken Cack Bourbon, fun name to say. But we had their whiskey ambassador, Will Woodington, on last Friday. Really knowledgeable guy, a lot of fun having him on, and just very knowledgeable with their processes, their history. They're a very, very old brand that was around pre-prohibition. And right after prohibition, they started making things cheaper, which led to them falling out. And then an entrepreneur was in a museum and happened to see one of their bottles behind a glass case and thought, I need more information on that. He relaunched the brand. And they kept the name just because, I mean, back in the day, rooster was not very common. And so it was a chicken cock. And, they just decided to stick with that. And I got to give them credit, because if you're at a place and you have a really good whiskey, sometimes you get home and you're like, shit, what was that whiskey I had? You're not forgetting the name Chicken Cock. It's just something that's going to stick with you. So props to them for that and keeping the name. Who's up next? Falcons. And the pick is in, it says. Let's talk about the Falcons a little bit. If I would organize these alphabetical, would have been a little better. The big news here, they brought in Kirk Cousins. And maybe they're in trouble for tampering, I guess, with Kirk Cousins, and they might get some penalties, but they got him either way. Eddie Goldman also said, hey, Kirk Cousins, I'm going to come out of retirement and play with him. So he came out of retirement. They brought in Darnell Mooney, who didn't do much for the Bears the past couple years, so I wouldn't get too excited about that. And Rondale Moore to replace the fact that they lost Desmond Ridder, Mac Hollins, Van Jefferson, Cordarrelle Patterson. They lost tight end Jonnu Smith. Guard Matt Hennessy, edge Bud Dupree, defensive line Calais Campbell, and cornerback Jeff Aduka. They need a defensive lineman, a cornerback, a wide receiver. over under on the win total is 9.5. Win the division. They are the favorite at -130. Make playoffs at -300. Let's start with RD for the win total. Do you like 9.5? Is that a little too high for you? And is the win division too juiced, or do you like that?
The over under at 9.5. I say right now it's too high, but we'll see how the rest of everything plays out. We'll see, you know, once we get into training camp, injuries, that kind of thing. You know, if they get, even if it's not a Kirk injury, that's just, you know, long term. If he sits out a few weeks, whatever the case may be, maybe that win total goes down a little bit. To win the division, I don't like it until it gets down to a little bit closer to positive money. But the division's weak enough, I wouldn't be shocked if they go over.
Yeah, true. And they should win the division. The Bucks, I guess, would be their biggest person in their way. Did they just draft Michael Penix?
They did.
Whoa.
Well, that is interesting because now he can sit behind Kirk Cousins, who they gave a lot of money to. But what? That's interesting either way. I'm a little bit shocked on that one. Did not expect that. But Michael Penix out of Washington, big arm strength. He can make all those NFL throws. He kept being labeled as not necessarily a day one starter, and he doesn't have to be with Atlanta because they have Kirk Cousins. Obviously, sitting behind Kirk Cousins, that's going to affect his dynasty value, and he's not going to have a fantasy football impact in year one, I don't think, unless there's something we don't know about Cousins' Achilles. But then why did they pay him all that money? This is shocking. Let's start with RD. What are your thoughts here?
I don't understand it at all. I don't get it. I don't like why pay Kirk all the money? And I mean, unless the contract, and I can't remember exactly what the numbers are, unless the contract is so front loaded this year when they have cap room that they look at it as a, let's say, as a 1 year rental with Kirk, if they can get out of it later without that dead money. Maybe that's the thought, and he sits, and he, you know, obviously Kirk is a consummate professional, so you put Penix behind him, he learns. I mean, it could work out. I just, there's more that team needs. Wow.
Yeah, I'm shocked as well. Nick, and I am reading, it looks like Kirk Cousins' deal is $100 million guaranteed. No matter how much he plays, that's $90 million in 2024. So I guess it's pretty much all guaranteed in 2024.
There you go. They can cut him next year for nothing.
Yeah, yep.
And the Bears pick's already in.
Well, they knew quickly who they wanted. Nick, what do you think about Michael Penix to the Falcons?
Holy moly, what a shocker. Again, they did this last year with Robinson, the running back, when I'm like, too early. Too early, but yet he did all right. But yet, you know, Arthur Smith doesn't know how to run an offense at all.
Right.
Good gosh. Made me lose a lot of money wagering, you know, just a little bit. Frustration at the high. But I think it's, I mean, looking at the contract, just like how everyone else is, it's a good move. And obviously they see something in him. Then they see over J.J. McCarthy. They see someone over that. I mean, he's going to run the ball. He's going to be explosive, I think. So why not? You get a year or maybe 2 years underneath Kirk Cousins. And in that second year, you're going to go on the field, definitely show up in the preseason and be the talk of the town.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that if you really think about it, if Michael Penix can be the guy that, you know, Colby Dant was very high on Michael Penix. If he can be the guy that he thinks, then you got 2 years, let's say a year or two of Kirk Cousins. Then you switch right to Michael Penix. Falcons maybe gave themselves a good shot at kind of owning this division for a little bit. Obviously, you never know what happens with injuries, with what other teams do here, but they have a good defense. They have guys like Bijan Robinson and Drake London, these young guys, Kyle Pitts, the Pitts passion, that are good pieces and are going to be there for a little bit on their rookie contracts. So it's definitely interesting. Bears are on the clock. The pick is in. And
who's it going to be, J-Mark?
Yeah.
I hope it's a tackle. I'm hoping the Penn State tackle, Olu Fushianu, Caleb Williams was on record saying he wanted him on his team because he knew he would. I don't remember how he worded it. Basically, he'd block with all his life to help Caleb Williams. But it looks like we're taking Roma Dunze if the thing that just flashed. Yep, Roma Dunze. So we got
more weapons.
Yeah, Michael Penix, Roma Dunze, Washington teammates go back to back. I believe in the little drinking game that I put out for Sports Gambling Podcast. That was a sip or something, maybe a shot. Because it's Washington, I did break out this whiskey from Seattle. It's two bar. I got the Amaretto barrel finished bourbon whiskey here to, I guess, celebrate that we got Roma Dunze now, who's got side speed, hands. He caught 75% of contested catches. And, you know, if it wasn't for Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, I think he would be talked about a lot more right now. Nick, what do you think of this pick?
It's a great pick for the Bears, to be honest. I'd rather have Rome go on that than the tackle. No offense, Justin. I just think, again, we don't know much about Keenan Allen's health. He could be on the field for a game or two. He could be off the game or field. Now you have a rookie that obviously knows how to catch a ball, is great in size, speed, hands, just like as you're just saying as well. It's phenomenal. I think it's a great pickup.
RD, what do you think? Are you more scared now?
I'm more scared, but real quick, Vikings just traded up with the Jets. Is this got to be JJ McCarthy, right?
I think it has to be.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, on the outside looking in, yes, 100% scared, another weapon who gets to grow on that rookie pay scale with a potential fifth-year option for both those guys with a defense. You know, if they can fill in the rest of that defense with guys that are depth pieces that can build the starters with what they already have, I mean, they are setting up to make a, you know, potential run to being a top contender in this division for years to come. I mean, you have to be happy if you're a Bears fan right now.
Yeah.
I think the Packers, especially with, you know, the presumably offensive player for Vikings, Goody's going to take another defensive player in this first round. Calling it right now.
Fair enough. So the Bears, do they have a top three wide receiver room, top two? What do you guys think? RD, what do you think?
Knee-jerk reaction, it has to be top three. We'll see how San Francisco gets through the end of the night. If anything happens with the two guys that are rumored there, that's got to be right up there. I mean, they have to be. Cincinnati again. Let's see if anything happens with T. Higgins tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Making Nick nervous talking about maybe Brandon Ayuk leaving or Deebo Samuel. Nick, what do you think of the Bears receiver room? Are they top three, top two?
Top three for sure. That team just really showed up here. Can I just go over that? The Jets got a heck of a lot more picks.
It looks like they moved down to that 11th spot and got a fourth and fifth rounder for this year, and the Vikings got a 10th and a sixth round. So, you know, I actually thought maybe it was going to be a little crazier for what they would have had to give up. Let's talk about the Vikings real quick. Of course, they lost Kirk Cousins but brought in Sam Darnold, lost Alexander Mattison but brought in RD's guy Aaron Jones. Lost edge rushers Daniil Hunter and Marcus Davenport, but brought in Jonathan Greenard. And then Anthony Barr and Jordan Hicks at the linebacker. They brought in Cashman. They need a quarterback, guard, defensive line, defensive back, and a tight end. The over-under sitting at only 6.5. Win division, plus 1,000, and make playoffs, plus 260. What are your thoughts here, Nick? You like the over or the under?
I'm going for the wins over. I still think they can actually get 7 wins. There's going to be some plays that, you know, they're going to win. I mean, that's the only confident play. Win division, no. Make playoffs, no.
How about you, RD?
I'm taking the over. No win the division. I'm not wasting my money on making the playoffs. I think seven, eight, maybe even if they get, even if they could go 9-8, they could have a winning record. Aaron Jones, as long as they have a spell back to help him out, you know, they should be good. It's still Jay Jett. It's still Jordan Addison. And now it is JJ McCarthy.
JJ McCarthy is the pick.
Is it really?
Out of Michigan. Oh, that's what RD says.
Oh, okay. Well, we better go.
I saw it on Twitter. I busted the boys. I'm calling it.
I think that, I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense for them to trade up for, in my opinion, to take JJ. But, yeah, I mean, I like the over. Just going back real quick to the win total here. I like the over as well. This is a very well-coached team, and I know they lose Kirk Cousins, who was a good quarterback, but even if JJ is not a starter right away, Sam Darnold, I think, is going to be sneaky good with weapons like Jay Jettas, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones in the backfield there. I mean, I think Sam Darnold can run that offense just fine. I don't think they need to rush JJ McCarthy onto the field. So yeah, I agree with you guys. I like the over as well. Won 7-10 last year with guys like Nick Mullins and Josh Dobbs getting some starts. So you throw in Sam Darnold and throw or JJ McCarthy. I mean, and Justin Jefferson was hurt some there too. So I definitely think that over under, you smash the over right now. As much as I think they'll be the worst team in this division, I still think they can clear 7 wins again. So, RD, how's the division? How does it end up going? Who's first, second, third, and fourth in your opinion?
I mean, I feel much like I did last year when we did the preview of the season. I feel like once we see the schedules, I'm going to have all of these at 10-7, you know, maybe an 11-6, just because they're going to beat each other up. I mean, the Vikings are still going to steal wins, you know, probably 1-1 against the Packers every year since World War II, it feels like. So, I mean, flip a coin. You know, I can see the Lions fall back a little bit. I can see the Lions take a step forward. I can see the Packers take a step back. I can see them take a big job. I mean, the plethora of options that are outcomes that could happen, I think, is what makes this division so exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Nick, who do you think wins the division? And remember that your best friend is a Bears fan.
Well, it's not going to be the Bears, unfortunately, as much as, you know, that it probably kills you. And
where's the
I'm probably off, you know, the Christmas card list as well. Look, there's just so much uncertainty with that. I still think it's going to be the Lions. I still think the Lions are going to be the top dog in that division, you know, and prove otherwise. It was just a solid team. They're getting really better. You know, I mean, they should have beaten us in the NFC Championship, which sadly they didn't, because, you know, just like the rest of us, he's a gambler, head coach is, of course. But, I mean, if I was going to rank it right now, I'd say Lions. I'm going to go Bears, Packers, Vikings last.
He only did that because I'm such a Bears fan, RD. now you're off RD.
It's a viable outcome. It's a viable outcome. I mean, that could be that he could be exactly right, and all three of those teams can make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's very true. A whole family coming out to help announce the Vikings pick here.
When is ESPN and the NFL just going to, like, or maybe it's not even ESPN, put this on Netflix live? Who cares if we hear swear words? Because when Twitter is so far out of the live broadcast,
yeah,
it's just like. Silly.
I agree 100%. yeah, this is going to be interesting. Like I said, we all think it's going to be JJ McCarthy, especially since they traded up one spot. They must have, you know, you always hear the stories of they had a hunch that somebody else was going to trade up, because I doubt the Jets were going to take JJ McCarthy. So trying to leapfrog ahead of Denver and Las Vegas. You guys might be a little ahead of me. So far on mine, they have not announced it yet.
Officially. They have not announced it on mine either. It's just got that little kid, you know, talking, that, you know.
Just that little kid.
Pittman, you know. Pitt's passion.
Oh, yeah. Asher Pittman.
Christian Ponder.
Oh, RD called it. Good job, RD.
It's Twitter. It's Twitter. It's ahead of the game. Or X. Yeah. Sorry. I got to start calling it the right thing.
X now. So that's our fifth quarterback off the board. My under 4.5 does not hit, unfortunately. But I also did not think the Falcons were going to take a quarterback. So kind of surprised there. I thought the others would kind of fall to that second round. Yeah, this is a guy that everybody said if he threw the ball more, he would have looked like he would have been graded like Justin Herbert, which I think is a weird statement because he didn't throw the ball more. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have it. I mean, he's got familiarity with a pro offense. And like I said, with Sam Darnold, I don't think he needs to step in right away. Nick, what do you think of this pick?
I'm more kind of just – I feel like J.J. McCarthy kind of went a year early. But at the same point, I mean, he's going to be coached really well with Kevin O'Connell. He's got Sam Darnold as well, but Sam Darnold has been in this, you know, he's learned from some of the best minds offensively wise. I think it's going to be good. He just needs to just listen and just be ready for the time when he has to go up, perform. That's what he needs to do. Yeah. He has the weapons out there. You know, if Nick Mullins can win a game, you know, with JJ and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson, anyone can. I think JJ McCarthy has a really good shot.
Yeah, for sure. RD, what do you think?
I agree that he has a really good shot, but I think the floor could be lower on him than, you know, some of the other guys going in this first round. You know, when we talk about the fact that we didn't see him throw, it's not, you know, people want to put it on the system that Michigan ran. It's the same system that Andrew Luck ran at Stanford. Now, obviously JJ McCarthy is not the prospect that Andrew Luck was, but it's not like people have not flourished in that Jim Harbaugh system passing. So can he develop into a very good quarterback based off his leadership skills and everything we've seen at Michigan? Absolutely. Could it go, you know, the wrong way? Potentially. I doubt it with O'Connell, but I just think the potential range of outcomes is wider with him than I do with any of the quarterbacks taken so far, for sure.
Yeah. And in honor of Minnesota picking, shout out to our friends of the pod, Keeper's Heart in Minnesota. Just poured a little bit of that to try. They have an Irish bourbon and Irish American, which is Irish style and rye. And then they have a bunch of different other, you know, different cask finishes and whatnot. The guys were talking about the old pre-made old fashioned that they have and how good that is. And by the way, RD, on the main show, I was there for the first pick, and the guys asked me what it would take to get excited about, or not to get excited, to buy a Caleb Williams jersey, and my answer was beat the Packers. So if he beats the Packers, then maybe I'll consider getting that Williams
jersey.
Don't
do it. I can't buy – I have a bunch of signed memorabilia of players that play for different teams now, so I just can't do – I'm retired players only from now on. Rocking the Donald Driver tonight, best smile in NFL history. So, I mean, wait till he's a 20-year vet, hopefully with some rings on his finger. God, I hope not unplug me from the Matrix if that happens.
Yeah, I had a Cutler jersey. I never bought a Trubisky jersey. I do have a Fields jersey. I got an Eric Kramer jersey. I think that was my first jersey, number 12, Eric Kramer, first one that I ever got. Yeah, it's hard buying Bears jerseys, especially quarterbacks. But speaking of quarterbacks, let's flip to the New York Jets, who are on the clock after making that trade, and their pick is in. But, you know, Zach Wilson, he got traded out of town, but they got Aaron Rodgers, who says he's going to play 3 to 4 more years. They lost some offensive line pieces, but they then signed a lot with Morgan Moses, Tyron Smith, John Simpson. Brought in edge Hassan Reddick. They traded for him. I think that was a good pick. They need wide receiver, tackle, defensive line, and safety. Win total over under 9.5. They take Olu Fashanu out of Penn State, the guy I kind of hoped the Bears would take, but they didn't. Protecting Aaron Rodgers is an important thing to do. We saw last year what happens when he gets hurt, and Olu is a very good offensive tackle, 6'6", big guy. Over under win totals, 9.5, win division plus 200, make playoffs minus 135. RD, you rooted for Rodgers for many years. What do you think of the betting market here? Do you like the win total or division?
No, because it's still Buffalo. It's the Dolphins' division to lose. Mm-hmm. Vegas has it perfect. It's right at that cusp of, you know, people that feel great about the Jets will have no problem betting it. People that are on the cusp hate where it's at. I do love the draft pick. You know, protect Rodgers, extend the career, brought in some other offensive line help, veterans. Help groom some of these younger guys. I like Mike Williams, especially not having to be a number one and not even to carry as much load as he did in San Diego. I might sprinkle some money on win the division just because of the odds. Not that I think it's, you know, for sure going to happen, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. So, if I'm going to do that, you may as well sprinkle some on the over as well.
Yeah. Nick, you're an avid Rodgers hater. What do you think of the over-under and the win division here?
If Rodgers stays healthy, they're going to get the over. If Rodgers stays healthy, they're going to make to the playoffs. It all relies on Rodgers. You know, maybe it depends on how much Dolphin sex noises videos that he listens to actually heal the body. You know, I don't know. Win the division? No, I don't think that's – I think it's going to be the Dolphins to basically lose it. But I think as long as Rodgers stays healthy, we got a shot at getting the over and making the playoffs, absolutely, if Rodgers stays healthy.
The key thing there. Now, I think we can all agree, and RD, sorry to bring this up, but I think we can all agree that if they make the playoffs, he's going to choke and they're going to lose, right?
Yes. Yes, the diva will lose.
Yeah.
And he'll blame somebody else. It will always be someone else's fault.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, you agree?
I 100% agree.
Yeah. There's either some teams or some players that's just kind of their MO. I mean, unfortunately, I know as a Packer fan, you would have loved to see him win more for the Packers, but it didn't happen. Same with Favre. You would have loved to see him win more. Now, I will say, even as a Bears fan, I respected Favre. I liked him. I didn't like that he was on the Packers, but I did respect Favre. Aaron Rodgers, I can't say the same for. I just have never liked his personality.
I got on that bandwagon. I liked when they drafted him. I was, you know, for the same reasons I got fed up with Rodgers, I was fed up with Favre. I got sick of that always off-season drama stuff. I'm on record. I hated the Jordan Love pick. I hated it. I wanted Patrick Queen. I wanted him to sign Patrick Queen again this offseason. They didn't. I hated it, but you know, then I had to deal with two more years of ayahuasca retreats and everything else, which teach their own. But it's like I just got to the point, it's like, who cares? And then once that happens, you kind of look at it under a realist lens and not the green and gold shaded glasses. And he didn't produce in the playoffs,
right?
Plain as day.
Yep.
I mean, even when he had. I mean, you can call them a bad defense is all you want. There were games, the game against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, the defense produced in that game. You didn't put up enough points. Plain and simple. The fact that they kicked the field goal and tried for the onside, tried to get the stop, inconsequential, he didn't produce. So, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to teach an old dog new tricks in the Robert Saleh era of New York Jets football.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would definitely say, even though – he didn't play the 75% of snaps or 60%, whatever it was set up for the Packers to get a better draft pick. They still won that trade by a lot, in my opinion, by moving on from him. So Denver's on the clock. The pick is in, but let's take a quick look. They shipped out Russell Wilson. He is now a Steeler, but they bring in the MILF hunter, Zach Wilson. And they lost wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. They traded him. They lost center Lloyd Cushenberry. Josie Jewell, their linebacker, who all of us Iowa fans know. Defensive line, Jonathan Harris. cornerback Fabian Moreau and safety Justin Simmons all gone. They did bring in Angelo Blackson, Malcolm Roach, cornerback Levi Wallace, and safety Brandon Jones. They need the quarterback, wide receiver, center, edge, and a cornerback. Win total over under 5.5. Win division 13-1. Make playoffs plus 500. I'm not touching any of these. I don't. This team is a little bit of a shit show right now, and they have to really show it to me on the field before I'm going to place any of my cash on them. Nick, what do you think?
Well, it really depends on the over 5.5. Is like, is that going to be plus money? Am I going to double my money or not? Because I just take a shot on that. But win division? No. Make playoffs? No. We don't know who the quarterback is. Are you going to tell me the Mills player is going to actually like be the savior for that team? No. I don't trust really a whole lot in this team, unfortunately.
Everybody projecting him to be their starting quarterback. I think Jared Stidham still has a shot at winning that job. I mean, he looked good in limited play in Vegas after they benched Carr. I was a little surprised Vegas didn't re-sign him. So I still think that's in the realm of possibilities here. RD, what do you think about the betting market for the Broncos?
Everything you guys said times 100. Like, it's just, I mean, especially with the new Walmart brand Denver Bronco jerseys that they just came out with. I mean, it's going to be atrocious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bet the under, even if it's minus money. Like, you're going to make the money. So even if it's like 100 to win 50, I mean, you're still going to win 50. Other than that, they're not winning the division. They're not making the playoffs. Yuck.
And that under is actually juiced up to plus 110. The over is the favorite at minus 135. So I'm definitely staying away from that over.
Take that under right now.
I think.
Oh, my gosh.
They took Bo Nix.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my Lord.
Another quarterback goes. They go with 24-year-old, same age as Zach Wilson. 24-year-old Bo Nix, who, yeah, he's got starting experience. He's 24 years old.
He has Chris Winkie.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Chris Winkie.
He does have a high football IQ. He threw for 45 touchdowns last year, though. That Oregon offense is built to fly like that. So I don't know, that is probably a little higher than it should be, or it looks better on paper. He has been considered a project quarterback, though. I think he's a second rounder in dynasty leagues because I don't expect him to produce right away. I don't know if he's going to. I mean, is he their automatic starter? We'll start with you, RD. Do you think he's automatically the shoe-in to win the job?
No, I think it's a competition. I think Payton's going to make him go win it.
And it should be a competition, really. I've always thought that, even when we traded Justin Fields, it's like Caleb couldn't deal with a little competition. I mean, Fields is a great piece to have if Caleb's just still your guy and he gets hurt, but I get it would have created an awkward locker room. Nick, what do you think of Bo Nix and whether he wins a starting job?
It's going to be a competition, just like what RD said. Watch week one, it'll be Jared Stidham, and he'll be week two, it'll be Jared Stidham, and then week three is, oh yeah, we're gonna put Bo Nix in because he's ready now. Something like that. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I can see all three of them starting before the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting if you could find that prop bet, the over-under on quarterback starting for Denver, because I agree with you. I think that they're not going to get it. They're not going to solve this in just training camp, I don't think. Bo Nix, I don't think, is going to be developed quite enough, and I don't think Stidham or Wilson are going to win enough games where they're going to stick with them. So definitely agree. You could see all three of them. Since Denver just picked, we had Colorado's Breckenridge Distillery founder on the show, Brian Knoll. He's a doctor and a distiller, really cool guy. But so I poured a little Breckenridge whiskey. They are the official whiskey of the Denver Broncos. So shout out to them. Good stuff there. We tried a couple different things with them. And for my birthday, I got the rum cask finished bourbon. And it is very good. Nice bourbon flavor, but a sweetness from sitting in that rum. So, yeah, Bo Nix. So we've seen six quarterbacks. Is that right?
Four,
five, six.
Yeah.
Penix, wow. J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, and then the first three, May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams. First time that six quarterbacks have been selected. I think it was in like 40 years in the first round. So a lot of pressure.
All offense through 13 picks.
That's crazy as well. There was a, I did see a prop bet for no defensive player picked in the first, I think it was 15 picks. So it'll be up to New Orleans and Indiana. One of the things I would like to pat myself on the back for, everybody that was saying, oh, Brock Bowers is for sure going as a top 10 pick. He's going as a top 10. I love Brock Bowers. I think he's a great tight end, but I don't think teams were willing to spend the draft capital to take him as a top 10 pick. That's for sure. I guess the Raiders pick is in already. They're flying through these. They lost Jimmy G, Josh Jacobs, Hunter Renfrow, Austin Hooper, Jermaine Elamuner, Jerry Tillery, Bilal Nichols, and Meek Robinson. They did bring in Gardner Minshew to be their quarterback, and I assume that's who it's going to be. And they're going to take the guy that I just talked about, it looks like, Brock Bowers. Yep. I mean, tight end was not necessarily a need for them, but if they, that's his highest grade, their highest graded guy, I guess, go out and get him. He's compared to George Kittle. He can line up at the tight end spot, the slot, outside wide receiver. And he could, this is a guy that could have like a Sam LaPorta effect. He could come in and be a top 10 tight end right away. Now I'm a little concerned with Gardner Minshew throwing to him, but this is definitely an interesting one. And the guy blocks too, because you got to block to be in Kirby Smart's offense. RD, what do you think of this pick for the Raiders?
I think it's a good pick. I don't, like you, I didn't see it coming, but he definitely has the, Bowers definitely has the ability to be that George Kittle, that TJ Hockenson, that guy that should have gone to tight end U, but instead he went to Georgia, probably to win national championships and score points for that matter. But he could be very dynamic. Especially in a place like Raiders with Gardner Minshew, you worry maybe about that rookie lull like Dalton Kincaid had for the first 9 weeks of the season. As the Raiders try to figure out what they're going to be on offense this year, with no Jacobs, Gardner Minshew as the starter. So it'll be interesting. I think you're going to see a lot of people in fantasy look at it like a Pitts was coming out as a rookie, but you might also have that back end of, well, he might finish like Pitts finished just because of where he ended up.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting, the fantasy football community, how we've gone from, we would almost never put much stock in a rookie quarterback. And now we're starting to see like, oh, well, maybe they can succeed. Nick, what do you think of this pick?
It's kind of a spit in the face to their former tight end they just got last year, Michael Mayers.
True.
I mean, kind of a spit in the face on that. But again, he could be that impact of guy. And would I put money on him? Yes, I would. Look at what he did in college. And you think that, I mean, it could be Gardner Minshew, Justin, but let's also face that it could be the pedophile mustache, Aiden O'Connor as well, I mean, it could be that individual as well. But, I mean, it's another weapon for them. It's great. I would have done something else, but, Brock Bowers is probably the best available.
I'm kind of shocked with their coach, Antonio Pierce, who, I mean, a high-flying offense is not what he's about. They're smash-mouth football and play-tight defense. I'm shocked that with the top defender still on the board, because no defensive players have gone, that they pass on that and take Brock Bowers. That's surprising to me. And we're up to pick 14, and so far no defensive player has gone off the board. It's just surprising to me. It's all about the offense, right?
It's crazy. I mean, I haven't seen a stat yet for when's the last time, if any, that this has happened, or what's the longest it's been. But this is nuts. And I mean, couldn't you see New Orleans drafted offense right here? Whether it be on the O line or, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. I agree. Let's talk about New Orleans a little bit on the clock. They lost Michael Thomas, Jimmy Graham, Andres Pete, and then on defense, Malcolm Roach, Lonnie Johnson, Isaac Yodem, and Zach Bond. They did bring in Chase Young, Willie Gay, Tyrann Mathieu. I noticed no offensive guys were brought in. So they do need a defensive lineman, but they also need a tackle. They need a wide receiver. I don't know if Derek Carr is the guy. He's for sure not a long-term guy, but I can't see them drafting a quarterback now after all of them are basically gone. Betting market win total is over under 7.5. Win the division at plus 380. Make playoffs at plus 175. Let's start with Nick. Nick, what do you think of this win total and playoffs and division?
Not touching any of them at all. So unknown. I just don't feel confident in that conference in general.
Yeah. How about you, Artie?
They burned me last year. I had high hopes for this team. You and I both had. We talked about it. I can't. I mean, as Fortune's talking about it, I'm trying to talk myself into it, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. We've done this before. We're not doing it again. Derek Carr's on the way out. Take the under. They're not winning the division. They're not making the playoffs. I think this team's going to be in that. I still think they're reaping the cap hell that they put themselves in, and have just continued to push it down the line, push it down the line. Well, the check's going to come due. You're going to have to pay it sooner or later. So I think that's kind of I think that's where they're at as an organization right now.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of interesting that make the playoffs no is minus 220. Now, granted, that's pretty juiced, but I don't think they have a shot at making the playoffs, especially when you think about the division. Falcons should win it. The Bucks won it last year, and they're bringing Baker back. They're bringing Mike Evans back. They should still be pretty competitive. I don't think the Saints have a chance at winning this division. I think they'll be third in it, which means that they likely won't make the playoffs. So juiced or not, there may still be some money to be made there if you have enough to throw on it for missing the playoffs at minus 220. But I agree. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. And I don't – the over-under is probably right where it should be. They'll probably win 7 to 8 games, but I think under is the way to go with it. You think they draft a defensive guy, take the best defensive player off the board now? What do you think, Nick?
I mean, I feel like you really need to, but I mean, you know, the way that everything's going right now, you know, they're probably going to take an offensive mind as well. Maybe another tackle or anything else. They have a load of tackles. You always need help, you know, just protecting Derek Carr because he's a fragile quarterback.
And they drafted Penning out of UNI 2 years ago, and it just hasn't really paid off like they were hoping. He hasn't developed into – he's okay, but he's not the mauler they were hoping. RD, you think they go defense here? I see pick is in, is flashed across the screen.
I mean, at some point they got to replace their veteran, you know, your DeMario Davis, your Cam Jordan. So it's, if you're talking about a longer rebuild, like I think that they're in, defense is the play right here. Let Derek Carr get sacked a few more times and then deal with your offensive line later in this draft.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think so too. And kind of varied people thought maybe this would be Dallas Turner as the top edge rusher, Jared Verse. So it'd be interesting to see if they go with one of those guys. They're all clapping. They're pretty excited about whoever they took. Looks like a bunch of pancake eating motherfuckers to me.
I mean, they're drunken at the draft in Detroit. They probably stopped and ate at Mom's Spaghetti.
Right. The guys were asking, what do you think is being drank the most in the crowd there? Probably beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Midwest. Yeah. It's Detroit. It's a beer for sure. Now, whether it's a Miller Lite, it's probably not Busch Lite. That's the Iowa one. Probably Miller Lite is my guess.
Miller Lite, MGD, High Life. I bet they're selling them by the, you know, the silos full.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The crowd, you know, shout out to Detroit. They were very excited. The crowd was wild. They're excited to have a football team that's winning again. While we're waiting for this pick to come in, let me ask, I'll start with RD. What do you think of the new proposed dome for the Bears?
I don't have a problem. Kramer's never going to let me hear the end of this. I don't have a problem with it. I think that they're going to have to figure out functionality of how that's going to fit in that area as far as people getting to and from, unless everybody's coming by boat in the middle of winter. you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that worries me is I never want Lambeau to go to it. And if the Bears do end up getting a dome, they get a Super Bowl, they make a bunch of money. Eventually it's probably just going to be everywhere.
Yeah, agreed. The Saints pick is in. Talese Fuega, the offensive tackle out of Oregon State. So there we go. Another offensive guy. We're almost 15 picks through the draft. No defensive player has gotten any love, which is a Bears fan that only has two more selections in this draft. I like it because we could use an edge rusher, and obviously they're all falling right now, but it is kind of surprising to me. I mean, the lack of focus on defense is surprising. Nick, what do you think about this? The fact that there's no defenders off the board.
It's kind of a shock, but yet when you have that much talent in QBs, you know that it's going to be QB heavy. You know, it's going to be, wide receiver heavy as well. And there's a lot of need for, you know, just protect quarterback to protect, you know, your treasured item that you want to, for your quarterback. So, I mean, before we did see a ton of defense, but you know, what actually pays the money? It pays money to actually just see, you know, offensive, you know, just winging down the ball for 50 yards down to a wide receiver. You know, that's the memorable stuff, not just a great defensive mind. So
the new NFL loves seeing points. As a Bears fan, I'm not used to it. So it's our focus on defense has kind of been our MO. Want to read a couple of thoughts from some fans here. Georgia fan Josh Thompson, to Brock Bowers being drafted to the Raiders, said, "At least that's relatively close to his hometown of Napa. That's all the positives I've got for it." So he feels bad for Bowers. And then Mike Byerly, Broncos fan, checking in, said, "Is there any chance that Bo Nix actually becomes a good starting NFL quarterback?" I think there's a chance. Will it happen? I don't know. He's you know, stepping into a rough situation there, but I think there is a chance. He's going to be used to, I mean, he's got a big arm, I think. So I think he's going to do all right with the elevation and everything. What do you guys think? Is there a chance that Bo Nix can be a good starting NFL quarterback? RD?
If I'm a Broncos fan, what I'm focusing on is all the naysayers and all of the talk will be about how Bo Nix is not going to be able to succeed. They reached for him. They could have gotten him way later. So there's going to be a lot of that negativity. Sean Payton's got another quarterback in his career that came in with a lot of negativity. Not saying that Bo Nix can be Drew Brees, but you could have that same effect. Sean Payton is good at motivating players. So if they can form a relationship there, he can kind of hopefully put that chip on the shoulder of Bo Nix, who's gotten a lot of hate for, you know, doing nothing but win. You know, there used to be a time when starting was a good thing. Playing that much was a good thing because you got so much more knowledge from playing on the field. So there's definitely a chance. I don't think he's in a great situation in Denver, but if anybody can make a quarterback like that work, I mean, Sean Payton, he won games last year with Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
Not true. A lot, but he still did.
That was
Raiders with Russell Wilson. That's even worse.
Touche. Shout out to Paul Stevie, who is commenting. He's in the watching on the tube. Nick, I didn't get to ask you, what do you think about the Bears getting a dome?
I don't have an opinion on that.
I hate it. I'll tell you why. I mean, it's an advantage when you have these warm weather teams come play in the cold, snowy, and windy city in Chicago there, especially on the river there where you got a lot of wind coming off that, and you're taking all that advantage away. So I definitely don't like it. But I get it. They want to have a Super Bowl. They want to sell more tickets, yada, yada. They don't want people.
How has that advantage worked the last few years, as far as, you know, those late season games?
Touche. Colts are on the clock moving forward. Colts on the clock. They saw Gardner Minshew go, but they did bring in Joe Flacco. So I like the fact that if Anthony Richardson gets hurt again, they have Joe Flacco they can turn to. They lost Zach Moss, Isaiah McKenzie, Jake Martin, brought in DeForest Buckner and Zaire Franklin. They didn't bring in a lot. They didn't lose a lot. They could use a wide receiver and a defensive back. I know they have some other needs, but those are the big ones. Over under 8.5 win the division is +240, make playoffs +100. Nick, what do you think of the betting market here?
I'm going to go, I mean, win total, I'm going to go over on this one. Win the division, no. Make the playoffs, no. Again, it's the same, it's that same division. I just don't know who to root for, but I think they can win 9 games for sure.
Yeah. By the way, Paul thinks you look a little angry, Nick.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. RD, what do you think of the betting market for the Colts here?
I'll sprinkle some on all of it. The over, the division, and the playoffs. I'm an AR believer. I'd like to see them go tackle right here or guard either way. I always think they need to strengthen that line more to protect a guy that's going to run around back there. They could take the guy from Washington. They could take the tackle from Georgia.
Yeah.
But I'm a believer in this team. Pittman, you know, Downs going to be coming back from injury. They still have Jonathan Taylor. I think this is a team that can continue to improve if he stays healthy. It's not Gardner Minshew. It's a guy that can, if healthy, be dynamic. So, I'll sprinkle a little bit on everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. If Anthony Richardson does stay healthy, they won 9 games with Gardner Minshew starting the majority of them. So 8.5, they should definitely be able to do that. And if you're looking at 9-10 wins, then you have a good shot at making the playoffs. Division's a little tougher because the Texans are a force to reckon with. They've added even more pieces. And I think the Jaguars bounce back if Trevor Lawrence is fully healthy all year as well. They did take Leatu Latu out of UCLA. So that's a guy that, man, talking about battling back from adversity, he was told he would never be able to play football again. And he kept working, got second opinions. Smooth movement. He can finesse. He can bull rush. He's a hell of an edge rusher out of UCLA. RD, what are your thoughts on Colts taking Leatu Latu?
The Colts are 2 injuries last year as far as Downs and Richardson away from being where, especially now with Latu, being exactly where the Texans were last year. You got your quarterback. You found these young wide receivers. You have a savvy veteran. Now you have your edge rusher. So, again, if this team – if the Colts can stay healthy, I don't think they're that far behind the Texans. I think if AR was healthy last year, they'd be, you know, maybe not on the same exact trajectory, but very close. I think this is a fantastic pick for them. They didn't have to trade up. They got a stand pat. They got what I'm assuming they believe is the best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Yeah, 100% agree. Nick, your thoughts?
Great pick. He can learn a lot from DeForest Buckner. So I'm happy about this pick for sure.
He had 63 quarterback pressures in 2023, which was 5th in the FBS. That's insane. That's a lot of quarterback pressures. And making quarterbacks uncomfortable is what you need, especially in that division. I mean, this is a division that, just as of last year, now all of a sudden it's very interesting because you do have CJ Stroud and his weapons. You do have Trevor Lawrence. You do have Anthony Richardson. Will Levis, not exact. I don't hold him at the same level as those guys, but this is a really interesting division and one where you could see maybe the next 3, 4, 5 years, these teams just trade back and forth on who's going to win it, which makes for really good football if you're not a fan of those teams. It's kind of like, RD, you were talking about the NFC North being one of the best divisions in the AFC. As far as total teams and the whole division having some really good pieces, the AFC South is pretty solid.
I agree 100%. It's good. Just going team by team, you can make an argument that they're all on the upswing. that they all have pieces to move forward with. It's going to be exciting. Now, it could still end up much like our division did last year with those 10 and 7 teams being right on the cusp, but yeah. It's not you could have, again, another division where if everything goes right when they're playing teams not within the division and they're winning those games, you could see two or three of these teams potentially, you know, two of these teams potentially catch a wild card.
Yeah, for sure.